That makes no sense to me. Can I expect this?
Yo, welcome back to this thing that I do. And today, I'm with a very special guest. And his name is...
Tenzo,
guys. This is like the coolest guy I've ever met. Anyways, today's episode is called... You know, right now, I've not named the episode. So, like, whatever I say now, if I end up changing it... Anyhow, shout. Today's episode is called... How do we go out? So let's get this shit. So today's episode is basically about how us as humans in this, you know, big round ball of a world called Earth are going to die one day, and nobody's going to be here, and the Earth is probably going to be gone. Yeah, that kind of thing. I mean, Tenzo, do you really feel like the Earth, like as a physical form, will ever be gone?
Like, I feel the Earth, I can't say will be gone, I say it will just become void. Void of creation, of creations, of creators, of people, and every other thing.
People kind of suck, Sha. Yeah. So like, well, how do you think we're going to go out?
Probably by a car crash.
Yes. Like, everybody's going to die in a car crash.
Not everybody, like me, myself, probably.
Bro, I feel like it's going to be something very stupid. Yes. Like, something nobody expected.
Women.
Can you say that thing?
Women. Men. Sleep. Food.
Yeah. But, like, for real, guy. How do you think the human race is going to be extinct? Or at least, like, people right now?
I feel like it's going to all come down to religion. Like, eventually. Like, if wars don't take us out, if AI doesn't, it's going to be religion.
So, like, religion. Rapture?
And, like, in Christianity, there's rapture.
So, you said rapture?
Yes. Because, like, for example, Islam, Judaism, and Hinduism all have, like, this similar kind of end game as rapture. For example, in Hinduism, there's the story of the god Vishnu coming back in the last cycle of time as a figure called Kuki.
Damn.
Pardon me if I get the if I get the pronunciations wrong. Kuki, who rides a white horse, carries a sword that looks like a comet and destroys the forces of evil. Same thing in Christianity, like, Jesus comes back later on with his hosts and destroys, like, Gog and Magog, everything. Like, it's the same kind of thing, even in Islam. But the only difference is that in Islam, Jesus actually dies after it. Oh. That's what that causes issues. Then, Judaism, there's no real term for, like, the rapture end, or Armageddon or anything like that. It just refers to the, like, ending of the world through the same means. So it's like, okay, we get, like...
Jesus is going to
yeah,
come.
Yeah, like...
Jesus is going to come. Or somebody shall going to come.
Somebody.
And then take their people.
Yes.
Do you think it will be like a new Earth?
Like, it's pointless if we just die and just disappear. Like, there has to be something new.
Have you ever thought of eternity? Like, nothingness? Like, what is there? Like,
I feel it's like the point before you are born, like there's nothing. But I feel like the difference now is that you're actually sentient. Then either you're suffering in hell or you're in heaven. So like, it depends. Just go out well. Like, like it doesn't matter, just go out well.
But if you're in heaven, you're in heaven forever.
Yes, if you're in hell, you're in hell forever. So like,
The whole point is forever. Do you get tired of forever?
Let forever come.
I feel you.
we can't say we get tired of it because we are tired of the present. We are expecting the present to come and to be better, but like, we are broke, bro.
No, man, I'm tired of November.
It's November 24.
Yeah, man, we're almost like done.
9 days left.
Nine days, bro. So, obviously we did some research, right? On like, oh, what is likely to cause human beings to die? What is likely to make everybody on this earth not exist? So like, my top picks, obviously, nuclear war, climate change, pandemics, asteroids, and volcanoes, guy. I don't believe it. I'm anti volcanoes.
Yeah, anti volcanoes, but you believe asteroid impacts.
I believe more in asteroids than I believe in volcanoes.
Honestly, asteroid impacts has like, yeah, you see, comes down to religion.
I mean, something is still like, coming down. Something is still coming down.
It works.
Okay,
it works.
So how do you feel about nuclear war?
It has happened in the past, but at a smaller scale, and you can't compare the nukes of like 1940s, 1950s to present day nukes. Like, we are gone, bro.
Right.
Like, countries out, like Chad, for example. Like, it's like fucking, like, it's fucking Ibadan. You just nuke Ibadan out. Largest city in Africa out.
Bro, I feel like, why do we have so many weapons on air? Like, bro, why are we fighting each other? Why don't we focus these weapons to fighting the extraterrestrial, like, the aliens? Like, bro. No, I'm just saying, bro. Why do we keep making... Do you know they keep making these weapons, right?
Yes.
And it's, like, part of the... All these big-ass countries that are nuclear, whatever, it's part of their budget to make weapons. Yes. So what is the end game? What are we actually fighting?
I mean, like, they are preparing to fight themselves. Like, to just... They want to have an excuse to
blow something up.
Yes. Like, is the destruction of the destructive nature of power.
I feel everybody's waiting for that one guy.
Yeah.
To do that one thing, and then everybody be like, well, he did it first, so I might as well, right? Like, just
don't. Please don't. I can't be running away from anywhere I am, like, just because of your stupid decisions.
Have you watched X-Men? Apocalypse War. Okay, so obviously I'm so in the you watch anime, cool. Anyways, in that movie Apocalypse came, I'm about to geek out now, so I mean, if you can't relate, fast forward. So Apocalypse came, and you know what he did? He was like, oh, men don't believe in their gods anymore, they believe in these weapons, they believe in technology. So he literally, you know, he used his powers to detonate all the nuclear weapons into space.
Okay.
He detonated them into space. So basically every country was unarmed.
I fuck with that.
I mean, I feel right. Like, it just makes so much sense. Because...
But what if space now becomes, like, devoid of space? Like, you blow space into bits.
You can't blow space up.
Like, there will be a vacuum of air that will affect us one way or the other. Like, it might push an asteroid towards us, and we might actually go out that way.
Where is spitting facts. Anyways, I feel like this. Sure, I'm just the guy in
that
Nigeria.
Trigger climate change, and all the viruses that have been inside ice will now become airborne. Or something like that, however viruses work.
Everything like
that. And that'll create a pandemic. So we went from nuclear war to asteroids to impact to climate change to pandemics.
So
like,
we finished everything. Anyways, fuck nuclear, fuck weapons, honestly, man. It shouldn't be that deep. It shouldn't be that deep.
Just gather your AR-15s and shoot each other.
It shouldn't be that deep. Like, if these guys want to fight, they should like go to a field and then fight themselves.
Exactly.
Because any small, like, nuclear impact can affect people that don't even care. Like, all these countries are just on their own.
People that will come later on because the radiation will be too much. Especially in the nucleus. And you have cancer. And you still die.
So,
like, it's pointless. Like, it's so destructive and pointless. So, I feel like it is not necessary for us to indulge in nuclear warfare. But we can't necessarily destroy the nukes.
Yeah, we can't destroy it because if we destroy the nukes...
Yeah, we are causing more problems. And we can't nuke the water. We are killing ourselves.
Yeah.
And we can't nuke space.
So
we'll probably die. So,
I don't know.
Store it in like...
It's scary. It's scary.
Actually, they can still do it sometimes.
For...
I don't know. Like, they go like a few kilometers deep. Like, not close enough to the it's close down. Now bring superb.
Pandemics. Two years ago there was a pandemic.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to lie, man. 2020 was really great for me. I'm happy I'm alive. I'm happy I did not get it. I mean, it's been 2 years and I didn't get the virus. I feel like I got it, sure, but like I don't know.
Nigeria is just
we're built different.
Yeah.
I should get vaccinated, sure, just in case of anything.
Like a lot of us have even gotten vaccinated in this country, and a lot of us have.
I swear.
But the percentage is not like. We actually need to get the vaccine. Because if there's a new variant, what if the vaccine doesn't work?
You have something in you.
Something in you doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be useful.
I don't know. So, I feel like. I feel like there's literally no way that a disease can kill everybody.
I feel so too, because there'll be a few people that are naturally immune to it.
Exactly.
And if there's nobody that's naturally immune to it, like good riddance, bad rubbish, we're all gone. Like, I don't care. On my own terms.
It cannot necessarily meet every single person, right? I feel like there's that one isolated tribe somewhere,
yes,
and they had all these people somewhere that really don't really give a shit about what's going on in the outside world.
Naturally endowed with survival
like, skills. They just did their deal, like they're just on their own.
And the more random white man with a camera
that will go and find them.
Yes.
And expose them to the world.
Eating.
Anyways, man, it has to be that bad for it. COVID was bad.
It didn't even take up to 250 million.
For real?
It didn't take up to 250 million lives.
Well, I think
it even took up to 100 million.
I think it took up to... You know there was this count on CNN.
Okay, I think it took up to 100 million counts.
I mean, those are the ones that we know of.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that we know of.
So that's it, like 250. And COVID was like probably the best thing we had to the state of emergency in the world.
Honestly.
Like probably if we are lucky, we will not experience it again till we die. If we die.
I don't know. I don't know, all these scientists and all these people, they will always be on some shit. Like people will always be like, oh, the virus was made and whatever.
Was the virus made? I can't say it was made, honestly. But I can't say it wasn't. We don't know that much. A controversy might come up like later in the future, like 60, 50 years from now, when we're so old that we barely remember shit.
I know, right? But I will definitely remember COVID, child.
I will remember it. If I'm alive, I'll probably remember COVID.
It's always in some lab, but everybody, it is when shit goes down, that's when everybody's at their most controversial, and everybody's bringing up theories, and everybody's always on some shit, like, oh, this thing, and that thing, and this thing,
it's not what it seems,
right?
Yeah.
And you can't even trust news like that these days, because as I'm growing up, I'm actually becoming more skeptical, like, I'm not there, I don't know what's going on, but this is what these people are telling me.
So, like, they are feeding you what you want to hear.
Exactly.
And the thing is this, the more you listen to news, the more you hear about bandits and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I feel like there are far more cases of things they could have reported instead of what they are reporting on the news.
Yes.
They just want us to be like, okay, nothing new is going on. The same old shit.
Mm.
So, I feel like news agencies, I might own a news agency later in the future. I'll see how it is.
You tell the truth at all times, right?
What do you think?
I don't know, man. Maybe there's a whole system. The system is corrupt. You have to do this.
Like, even in other systems, like abroad and shit, like in Europe and America and Asia, and can I say Australia and South America? I think Africans are just bad at governing shit.
Like, generally.
Yeah, we're just bad at managing.
Climate change, is it real? Is it not real? Because some people are like, some people think climate change is not real, and that's like the stupidest thing ever. That's like, I was like thinking, like, fucking Teletubbies aren't real because they are real. Yeah. Like, okay, but you believe in climate change?
I believe in climate change. I don't know how it works though, but I know something is up.
Yeah, something is weird.
Because there's no way rain is falling in November on a normal day. Like it doesn't happen. It's not meant to happen, but it has happened for the past 6 years now.
Man, Harmattan is always coming later than usual.
Yes, it's coming.
But I think it's here now. December. I think it's here.
I feel like Harmattan is, I don't know, it's tripping.
It's tripping.
Yes, Harmattan is high. Because they are not meant to come now. Like, by the time it's January, school's resume.
Yeah, and then it's to be.
Like, especially us here in this school, for example, we are like secluded.
Yeah,
deep down.
In the middle Uganda. Of nowhere, bro. They're saying Harmattan is tripping. I don't know, man. People know what they are doing, but I just feel like, how do you feel about the United Nations?
I feel like it's the most easy way into destruction, and it's the thing that is keeping us
what?
Out, that is keeping us from being destroyed. Cotton pickers.
Bro, I don't know, man. The United Nations kind of sus to me, man. They are kind of useless.
They are either very useless or very useful. There's no in between.
I guess. I don't know. Because all these things are like real, man.
Yeah, there are so many issues that they can tackle.
But they don't.
They don't.
Man, hold on. So now, asteroids.
Asteroids. I don't know shit about space. Like, I'm the last person you should ask. Because I barely know what is going on in my house. Then in in a place outside my own planet, Douglas was saying outside my country, I was like,
my brother told me that, because my brother likes all this space shit, and my brother was like, all these asteroids are Jupiter, like Jupiter protects us from asteroids most times, because it's just, Jupiter is like a big ball of gas. Jupiter takes in the impact, if you know what I mean. I feel like everything is balanced in the universe.
Yeah, so like, we don't need to overstep.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not saying that you should discover, but like, please do not overstep. Like don't search what's in a black hole. It is nice and all to know that it's a ball of gravity, like endless gravity with so much.
Mm.
But like, don't. Like, what do you gain?
I don't know. It's the in what inquisitiveness of
like,
man.
It is the curious. It's like they say, it's curiosity that kills the cat. No. Like, probably die.
I don't know, man. Astro is like are probably most unlikely because I feel like it's every fucking year of my life that I hear that, oh, this one just passed Earth and this one is coming and all this thing. There was one time in secondary school, it was even on the stupid news that, oh, something, we're all going to die. Also, not like we're all going to die, but like, you know, these are the days. So I just remember this movie, Don't Look Up. No, what did you say? But you say Ben 10. Don't look over. The asteroid is actually coming towards Earth, and like people are going to die. So, I guess what happened at the end?
They
yeah, they died. They died. Everybody what? Died on Earth. It was like a whole ass chunk of the Earth that was out to save. So, the movie tackled different things like climate change and everything. And you know, the funniest part of the movie was that they had the chance to stop it, but because of capitalism, like money, these niggas were like, oh no, like when this asteroid comes, like bro, do you know how many minerals are in the asteroid that we can mine and then sell and all that type of shit? And the rich folks already had a plan where they were going to be like a capsule, and then this capsule is going to take them to this other planet. Now come think of it, rich people have been buying, like it was on the news that rich people are buying like bunkers, underground bunkers for stuff. So I don't know, I feel like these guys, I don't know, I guess I have to make money and find out what's going on. Yeah, I know, right? But like, asteroids are very unlikely, sure. But it could still happen.
No, it's probably the most likely out of our lineup. Definitely sure? Not a pandemic. Can we say flooding? Flooding will probably be caused by climate change.
So. I don't if flooding, yeah, flooding will be caused by climate change, but people won't really die like that.
People will die, but like, not
sure. Yeah. But like, asteroids, no, like in the movie they could stop the asteroids. They could, they were flying drones, they were flying drones, and they're going to blow up the asteroid, so it to come like in tiny bits,
and that's what it's just going to be like hail with
like micro comets.
It's going to
be like micro comets.
It's going to burn.
It's not worth it, honestly. They say we can get like a big prize or something.
Yeah.
Asteroids will actually kill us all. They're the most like
artificial intelligence. How is AI going to take us out? We're computer science students, and me personally, I'm not a big fan of AI. Why? Because people have like stretched it so far, like, bro, chill. These were like assistants that were not supposed to make mistakes. But now it's on like on some shit, and from every single movie we watch, we know what's going to happen, right? Robots are going to go rogue, they're going to carry us, and they're going to, you know, make us slaves.
Like, if you can actually program it, you can program a virus that, in case if they actively go rogue, they'll be infected with the virus.
So, like, he feels safe?
Yeah, like, he feels safe.
You don't know Westworld, but robots, I can never believe that artificial intelligence or all these things can gain consciousness.
Not gain consciousness, but, like, can I say have feelings? Like, it is weird. Like, have sentience or be able to think for themselves. Like, I think thinking for themselves is the right word to use. Like, actually wanting to do something that they want. Like, having a choice. I don't think robots can gain sentience. Like, it's not programmable for a robot to gain sentience.
But
at this point in time,
I also don't feel like they can go rogue.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't exactly make a lot of sense for you to build something and then it's like, oh nah, fuck this. Well, I mean, God created people, and people also decided not to.
We didn't go rogue. He gave us the option of
choice, right? That's part of the humanity, right? Choice. That's part of the humanity, but people are like decrying robots so hard that they want robots to be like humans, and they want that type of stuff. So obviously, it's going to happen. This is like sci-fi 101. I still don't believe it's going to happen, but like worst case scenario, it is going to happen. But
worst case scenario, I'm dead.
We might make an agreement. We might make an agreement, robots, that they can only use us on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
They know humans. Like, it wouldn't work out well for us.
They'd be like, ah, predictable human beings.
Yeah.
Man, it's all good, Sha, but I think that's like very least likely least to happen.
Before technology developed, the technology might have reached a stage that we don't know.
Mm.
Like, back to the new shit, like, they don't tell us jack shit until, like, they feel we are ready for it.
Exactly.
So if technology has reached that level and we don't know, then that's a different issue. But as it stands that we don't know whether it has reached, I feel like we'll probably die before we reach that level. Because we are, like, in the 2010s, 2009s, the 2020s, where, like, we should be able to start having mind control shit by, like, 2020. Like, we're in 2022, bro. I can barely use my mouse control my phone. Mind control is out of it. So, I feel it's advancing too slow. It's slower than what people expected.
Yeah, slower than what people expect. People
we can leverage on that. Yeah. So, we can take care out of it.
By the time I'm going to be safe.
Yeah.
So, robot apocalypse or zombie apocalypse, which one is more survivable?
Robot or zombie? Robot. I don't know. I think zombies.
Why?
Because it can kill or cut or cure. There's that option. Because robots will find you. You can't hide underground. Robots will find you. The reason why, like, you might not survive a zombie apocalypse when, like, when you're scavenging for food and shit. But if you can get, like, if underground bunker and plant shit, and get, like, all these kind of lights and directs, like, you should survive for, like, 5 years underground. Robots, you're not going 10 months against robots. It's facts. Like, these things can, at this point in time, can check your, like, yeah, check something on WhatsApp status. Yeah, you see a TikTok video. Like, on my phone, it happens to me frequently. I see WhatsApp status that is like a TikTok video or something like that.
Mm.
I enter my TikTok in my FYP, I'll find the video.
Yeah, it happens. It has been happening to people. People like,
I'm creepy. It's creeping me out. Like, I like, there's no safe space.
What's privacy?
Yeah, I want my
privacy. Like your phones can hear you, so yes. Probably.
I might actually start to put tape on my camera.
So, zombie apocalypse is more survivable. I guess.
The outro.
So, when I was asking this guy to be on this episode, he told me that his life is what did you say? He said it doesn't matter how it goes, but it matters how much you spent, how much you enjoyed it, how well you spent your life.
How you go out too is important, honestly. I mean, like, fine, you spend your life well, but like, don't go out like crap. Like, don't go out killing yourself. Like, it's not worth it. Like, whatever made you, I'm a Christian. I don't do Christian shit, but like, I'm a Christian. I have the knowledge of most pastors, most, let me say, of most normal pastors. So like, from my own knowledge, I feel like if you are going through anything that might actually warrant you to like consider killing yourself, like, know that your life is not going to get any easier. Like, yeah, I'm going to hell, bro. Just saying. Except if it's like, there are some situations that you don't know that you're actually killing yourself. That one, I think, that one, like, there's a special clause.
Well, this went very, very deep. If you are that age and you feel like, don't seek help, yes. It's because
I'm going to say that if it's easy, it's not easy.
It's not easy. That's what I was like, bro. It's easy to talk, right? But when you're going through something like that.
There was a time, like, when I resumed, honestly, I thought of killing myself, right? I was like, bro, if I do this thing, like, what am I getting?
Your mommy will cry.
Like, fuck it. Mommy, if you're hearing this, forgive me. Fuck it. Like, you cry and all, but like, it's been a suffering. You cry and you live your life. Like, you guys do your thing yourself. And aside from that, before I go off point, find help. If you can't find help, you think like what you're about to tell the person might be too heavy, just look for one thing. It might be as tiny as possible. Like, it might not really matter to other people, but look for something. You might not need to even tell anybody what that thing is, but find something that will drive you. Find something that will keep you going every day. As you wake up, you're like, I can't stay on my bed. Like, I just have to move. Like, just that drive. That once you find it, I feel like you might, your depressions or whatever might get you depressed initially, like, it will go. Like, you will live life of a better man or woman.
I like how we went from living your best life to talking about suicide. It's nice. I don't know you're that deep. Anyway, it's cool, Sha. I guess nobody should really cloud themselves on how they are going to die. They should just embrace the, just live your life. Because it's not what it's. Fuck me, I'm talking. I just. Like, don't think about it too much.
Because honestly, like, me as a person, as of now, like, I have things I want to achieve in life, but like, quietly, like,
you're just on that, you know, whatever, like, you just enjoy the moment.
Let me get to class.
Exactly.
Like, once you get that drive, don't stress about those kind of things. The moment you get it, the moment you know that, yes, this is something worth fighting for, just exist. Exist. Later on, you will find the drive to do more. Then you cannot start stressing, but don't stress to the point where you start feeling depressed.
Yeah.
Once you feel it, get some fresh air, leave the place, do sports, have sex, drink, smoke, do anything. Like, just do everything that will not keep you in that state of mind.
I used to stress so far, like, in the future, and I was more like, oh man, I'm going to die, or this and that, and then I got older, and I'm like, bro, just chill. Just chill. Just take it one day at a time.
If you die now, like, your course, fine, you might just have like 1 or 2 days of like mourning in your department. Then after that, you are gone. If you are very popular, you're like, oh, I miss this guy. If you are not, like, if you are like me, like,
oh,
okay, you'll just see that blank place in attendance, like, okay, away your work last money. No, so I don't kill yourself.
Anyways, I guess that's it for this episode. Thank you for being on my show and coming here from where, from the room opposite my room.
Thank you for having me.
So I don't know, I always wanted to do this episode because it's something I think about a lot. So hope you guys liked it. There's going to be, you know, just interact, like, share as usual, and don't forget to change your toothbrush. Yeah,
we'll see you on another
one. And I'll see you guys next time.